I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Melody Wagner. She is running as a Republican in the upcoming August 2nd primary for the 109th District State House of Representatives seat. Here's more about her campaign with Melody Wagner.
Well, I am the long-term conservative candidate for this seat.
Mm-hmm.
And same platform and added a few things, especially what the folks are wanting.
Well, that's true because people recognize your name from having run in some previous campaigns. What were some of the main points? You talk about some of the same points you've added to that, but what were some of the main points as you've been running each time here?
Yeah, well, you know, in 2018 and 20, Republican nominee there for this seat. And the points are pretty much the same there with our dead last legislation. And we're dead last in the nation there. We need sunshine laws. We need them updated. And we need our Legislative Open Records Act signed. We need folks to have daylight in this swamp that's been going on down there in Lansing for decades.
I remember talking with you in your previous campaigns that it was a lot of the ability to have transparency to get more information about legislative decisions and how they're made, and that's still a main platform for you.
Right,
then.
Right. The FOIA, Freedom of Information mm-hmm. Act.
Yep.
When I moved here, it was a tragedy that happened, and when I started seeking records, especially with the state, I got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There was no Freedom of Information Act, and we are still struggling to get people what they deserve. They deserve to know what's going on.
As we know, in particular now with the 109th District, it has been redrawn. There are some areas that are new to this district. Maybe some of the folks that may be listening that aren't terribly familiar with you because they're now new to the district. What's a little bit of background to Melody Wagner?
Right. Well, not only do we have new districts, and that was passed back in 2018 along with the I call it anytime weed vote and anytime voting or mail-in voting. And the district itself still contains Alger County,
mm-hmm.
all of Marquette County, and now has Baraga County and the parts of Dickinson. It's kind of like the three-quarter landmass to the
right,
east.
Right, right. So tell us a little bit about you. Who are you and what's your background that way for folks to familiarize themselves
well,
with you?
Well, I kind of grew up dairy farming. Mm-hmm. That's all our family did for income. And I own my own dairy farm back east. We moved here for a job that was open for 2 years. Came here from Mosinee, Wisconsin. I also have a background in law enforcement. I have my criminal justice degree. I gave up my TSA federal law enforcement job to run for this seat in 2020
mm-hmm.
when the shutdown happened.
So now you are running again, and you mentioned that you have a few additional points and things that you have added to your planks to your platform. Let's talk about those a little bit.
Well, mental health crisis is still at the top. I've been pushing on that. I've been bringing that out. The more we talk about it, the more we make it aware to the people that don't know, that move here and don't realize the problems we have here in the Upper Peninsula mm-hmm. that have been overlooked and accepted. And we call it out for what it is, we can all work together. We can bring our schools and our medical facilities, churches and law enforcement, you know, bring them together so they offer coping skills and hope to people
mm-hmm.
and actually bring solutions to this problem that hasn't been brought out. Bringing out suicide, the stigma of that, and the alcoholism and our drug abuse that continues. These the more we talk about these, get to know your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and get to know your neighbors. Consumer protection is still up there at the top, too. That's what got me into this, was the lack thereof. It ties in with our first one with no transparency, accountability, and ethics down in Lansing.
You touched on some of the key issues. I know you have a couple more. Let's talk about those a little bit and then give people info on how they can find out more about you and where you're going to be and so on. So what else is driving you in getting in this race and the big issues you hope to address if elected?
Well, number one, I want to thank voters that have voted for me in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Had almost 20,000 votes. That hasn't been done. And actually, I did that on my own dime. This is the first time that I've started to accept donations here, just recently.
Okay.
So I want folks to get involved, to feel like they're a part of this. We can turn this seat conservative, and I want to encourage you with that. I am long-term there with the pro-life and mm-hmm. my Second Amendment stance. I've got involvement and volunteer work with Care Clinic. If you haven't heard of that, that is our local pregnancy center here in Marquette County.
Mm-hmm.
Reaches into several other counties. We have three locations for helping out young mothers and fathers that are struggling and have chosen life. And we have them there at Marquette by the college, K.I. Sawyer and Ish Pimming. So I want to encourage folks with that.
You mentioned that you are accepting some donations. You're also looking to meet with more people. What is the best way to find out more about you, your campaign? I know you have a lot of online presence now. What's the best way to find that?
Yeah, I've got a webpage out there, MelodyWagnerForState.com. It gives you all the information you need to know if you do want to send in finances or anything like that and help out or volunteer, get with me. Melody Wagner for State Rep, that is on Facebook. I have a private page out there too, but I'm pretty open with it. I connect the two. And also, give me a call. I'll take messages and try to find out answers for folks right there when I meet them. I knock a lot of doors. 906-236-5741. That is my personal number, and you can get a hold of me.
That's Melody Wagner, who's running as a Republican in the upcoming August 2nd primary for the State House of Representatives. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelah.